right, since I have been summoned by the oh-so-sweet Aristactyl, I kind of have to answer the questions, don't I? Not that I don't want to, but yeah. Just kidding. I definitely want to answer your questions, lovely Miss Southern Belle 220. Okay. So, number one, what was the last song you listened to that makes you want to dance? I don't even remember the name of it. It was something on the radio. There's like a new station that's like, it's like a new alternative station. And I don't know. I think it was something by Blink-182 or something. But it was very upbeat and just made me want to dance. And I did. Because I was in my car. Who cares, right? Number two, what is something you have given a lot of thought to lately? Here lately, I've been thinking about my impact on the world and how being kind to just the right person at just the right time might make a huge impact on, at least on that person's life. And it might not make any impact, but I've been thinking about the fact that I really want to be a light in people's life. I really want to be, to let my positive side show more and, you know, to just, like I said, to be that light in someone's life. So, yeah, it's just something I've given a lot of thought to. I've given a lot of thought to, always give a lot of thought to my daughter and to how I can improve myself and improve being a parent, I guess. You know? Anyways, number three, if you could change one law in your country, which would you change? I'm going to say I have to agree with Annis in that I think that medicinally some drugs can be useful. And I wish that there was a way that the people who actually could use these things can use them, you know what I mean? Not to abuse, but for medicinal purposes, like any other drug that is actually legal, you know what I mean? If you could have anything appear in your pocket right now, what would it be? It'd be money, honey. Actually, I'm wearing pants that don't have pockets. Like leggings. Leggings don't have pockets. But if my pants had pockets, damn it, I'd like some cash in them. Yeah. Come on, who doesn't need money? Rich people, and that's not me, at least not money-wise. I'm rich in love, and rich in happiness, and rich in goofiness, but I'm not rich in money. number five, what are your favorite smells? Ooh, let's see, I love, like, walking outside and smelling the air and the earth after it's rained. Oh, like, talk about one of my favorite scents. That's it right there. It's just beautiful. The smell of my daughter's hair after she's taken a bath. She still uses baby shampoo. And I know she's old enough that she should probably switch to big girl shampoo, but until she's gotten the hang of washing her own hair, I have her use baby shampoo. And, oh, it just smells so good. It's just so fresh and sweet. Yeah. Number 6, do you curse a lot? Sometimes. Y'all are probably like, no, you don't cuss, Miss Kitty. But guess what? I do. Fuck. No, honestly, I've taught my phone cuss words. Like, I'd actually manually type them in and keep saying them. So we would have cuss words in there. It really depends on my mood. I'm happy right now, so I don't really feel like it. But when I'm out on the road and I don't have little ears behind me, I'm like cussing up the storm, usually cussing them other drivers like, the fuck are you doing? Get in your own lane. Get out of the fast lane. Get out of the fast lane. You're driving 65, you asshole. That's like my probably worse than that half the time. You know, so yes, I cuss. I mean, I'm an adult. I think most adults cuss at least a little. Even my grandfather, and let me tell you, that man doesn't usually cuss, but when he does, you leave him alone. What number am I on? 7. Last song, movie, book you listened to, watched, read that made you cry. Okay, Saturday I went to see Logan. It was very good. And I won't spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it. But yeah, it made me like kind of break down in the middle of the theater. I think everyone at least had a tear in their eye. There were some very, very emotional scenes, but it was an extremely, I thought it was good. I didn't go into it thinking it would be that good, but I rather enjoyed it. Well, damn it. It cut off for some reason. I'm not sure what I recorded last. So, number 8, if you could sit 3 people down from history and have dinner with them, who would it be and why? I would sit down. Oh, goodness, y'all. This could be a very interesting, topic. And I'm not entirely sure who I would sit down. Like, I'm going to cop out and say I don't know. Because right off the top of my head, there's so many possibilities. There's so many ways I could go with that. And to be honest, if I were to sit down with 3 people who have passed, they wouldn't be famous. It would be some people from my own life who I just still dearly miss. Number 9, What is a topic that gets you fired up, no matter what the time of day or night? Let's see. A topic that gets me fired up is, I am always up for talking about knitting and crocheting. That's just kind of my thing, and I love talking about it. I love talking about I don't know, just different topics. I guess I don't have any one topic that I get fired up to talk about. If I'm not in the mood to talk, I don't want to talk, period. And if I'm in the mood to talk, I'll talk about damn near anything and ramble your ear off. So, yeah. Number 10. What was the last thing you put on and thought, damn, I look sexy as fuck? Let's see. It would be this little, like, knee-length black right dress. It shows a little bit of cleavage. Actually, it shows quite a bit of cleavage, but I put on a, like, a camisole underneath. Just, just so the cleavage is not so much. And I wear this, like, black push-up bra underneath. And, I feel sexy in it. It's not a very, like, overly, it's not, very overly overtly sexual type outfit, I guess, but I feel sexy in it. I also felt that way when I wore these black leggings and a black top. And, normally I don't see myself as looking very sexy. But I looked in the mirror and I said, wow, I do look good. So, yeah. Number 11, are you young at heart or an old soul? Maybe a little of both. I don't know. I don't feel like, personality wise, I don't feel like I quite fit in with my age, and I don't feel like I quite fit in with young. I'm just me. I don't think I'm either. Number 12, describe your perfect date to me right now, at this moment. And if you fantasize about your GWA crush, I won't judge. Oh, okay. So, let's see. I would. Sorry about the sniffle. Ooh, I got a lot to edit out. I would love. I guess the date would be here, right? It'd be, in the country. Because that's where I live. He does not live in the country. And yes, I am thinking of someone. I would say I don't want I oh, I'm feeling shy right now. Okay. Let's see. we would I don't necessarily want Okay. Well, I guess I don't want, like, an ideal first date would not necessarily be, I guess one I've had in my dreams. Even though I don't live anywhere near the ocean. Nowhere. Well, I guess if I drove a couple hours, I'd be at the coast. But, well, more than a couple hours. If I drove several hours, I'd be at the coast. But anyways, this is a dream, right? So we would go wherever the closest beach is, and we'd have a little picnic with us. Or, we could, like, it would be during the day. Well, no, it'd be like when the sun is starting to set. You know what I mean? This isn't like necessarily first date, though. I guess it could be just a date, like an ideal date. But, like, the sun is setting and there's crickets chirping everywhere. And we would have a picnic with us and like a big quilt and a basket full of goodies. And we would set the blanket out and, I don't know, I guess eat the food and whatever and just like enjoy the sunset, and when the stars come out, lay back and just look at the stars and talk all night long. I think that would just be ideal. And extra points if we ride out there in an old pickup and we're having the picnic in the on the tailgate. I just, that to me would be a wonderful date. Dates don't have to like cost a lot of money or be extravagant. I just want, if I like someone enough to date them or to go on a date with them, I just want to be with them. That's all. Okay. Let me see if there's any more questions. And there's not. But it does say bonus points if I call people out. So I'm going to call out both. Oh, I'm going to call out several people. Okay. So I'm not sure if Rabbit Hole Monarch answered, but I want to call you out, Mr. Rabbit. And I want to call out Audible Geek. So, anyways, I hope y'all have a lovely evening, and I'll talk to y'all later.